Hi, welcome to plainsailing.co, where occasionally I get to talk as well as type. Here's something from the vaults when I spoke to Ned Gray, a cruise ship musician, on The Mariner of the Seas. It was back in April 2013. I think what Ned says is very insightful about the life of a cruise ship entertainer. I hope you enjoy it.
Grew up in the Midwest, 59 years old, been playing music since I was 13 years old. Started out as a drummer in the bands, and pretty much self-taught all the way through the years. You could say I've been playing for over 40 years. I've been a member of over 30 bands, and I've been working on the ships since 1999, so had a career of about 14 years. This is my 19th contract I'm on right now, and I've already got my 20th contract lined up next month, the Serenade of the Seas. And my contracts usually run anywhere from, say, 1 month. This one here is only about 1 month, a little over 6 weeks. And then anywhere from there all the way up to 10 months. So it just depends on the situation and what they need, availabilities and things like that. Sometimes you stay on a ship a little longer because you extend. You're having a good time, you call your agent and ask if you can stay a little longer and so forth, and really enjoyed it. I've been just all over the world, flying here and there. I mean, just this past 6 months, I've been in about 20 countries. I'll be making two flights back home from Singapore within the same month, basically, and then shooting back to Europe. And I've been doing it this way for the past 3 years since I went solo on the guitar. I'm actually working a lot more because before, when I was with bands, I would do one contract and then the band would break up and then I'd need to find another band, and that would take time. So I finally got smart and went solo, and I'm just working all the time. And now when I leave a ship, normally before I would never even have another contract. Now I have one lined up usually before I even leave the ship, so it's much better, and I get my own cabin, so it's much nicer. So sorry to ramble on there. But
no, were you a traveler before you started doing cruise ships?
Oh yeah, I did my first international tour when I was 18 years old as a drummer on a USO show. So I was really starting out early as far as the travel. And then I've been all over the states in bands. I was playing country bands and all over the western states, New York even, on the East Coast. And then I've done tons and tons of traveling my whole life. If you're going to be a musician, buy a suitcase because you're going to need it. So,
how does that impact on your life, your personal life, for example?
It's heavy. No family, no kids, two ex-wives. Lots and lots of girlfriends, but you don't really think about that. You have the music in you. You want to be a musician, right? So you pretty much will sell your soul to the devil to do music. I mean, not literally, but figuratively.
Playing to different audiences, I guess your repertoire expands depending on who you're playing to. Yeah,
exactly. For instance, when I went down under, where you're from, Brett. It was great because I learned about 15, and that's not a lot of songs, but I learned 15 or so Down Under songs, some Angels, Jimmy Barnes, or as you guys would say, Jimmy Bonds, and picked up, Midnight Oil.
Actually, we'd say Bonzi.
Bonzi, yeah, Bonzi. And and that way, it was just enough to get me by, and then I could do my other songs. And it's funny how there are some songs that will work in Saudi Arabia, they'll work in Australia, they'll work in England, like Sweet Caroline or Piano Man or some of those. It's amazing how music is the international language, and songs will, transcend wherever. So you can do Almost Heaven, and then everybody else, West Virginia. I mean, it's just amazing. And a song like that, to me, it's a real art. And a song that has done that,
Yeah.
But yeah, it's great to do the different itineraries and stuff. Although I've been kind of lazy lately, but you want to learn music and keep learning new songs, and that's where you get inspiration as a songwriter. That's really my ultimate goal. That when I started working on ships, I was like, wow, It'd be great to travel because I love it, and I've already done a bunch, you know, but I want to continue. But I might get an inspiration for a song. And that was really one of my first thoughts before I started working on the ships 14 years ago. But here I am, still songless. No, just kidding.
And on this ship, because a ship of this size is quite a large one, there's a community of musicians almost. I mean, there are people playing in the orchestra, the permanent orchestra, and people coming and going all the time. I mean, that must be inspiring and helpful for you too.
It is. In my early days when I was working on Carnival, I would always go and sit in with the reggae bands. And I had never even played any reggae before. But it was so different. I had such a good time with it that eventually this one reggae band asked me to join for a short period while the drummer was taking a short vacation, which was a real honor. And I got to be part of a reggae band, and the three other guys were actually from Jamaica. So yeah, you learn a lot.
You were the odd guy out there.
I was the only white guy. The token white guy, but it was sure fun. And I love reggae music anyway, so.
What, do you still do some land-based gigs as well?
Not so much. I mean, I'm like I said, the last 3 years I've been so busy. When I get back home to Florida, I pretty much just collapse, you know, for a month or two. And then if I pick up a gig or if somebody says, hey, we need a, you know, I'm ready to go, but I don't really need to seek out any work. But yeah, I've done, I mean, before ships, yeah, I did. Everything was land-based, you know, except for the USO stuff I did. But
In terms of the travel component of it, do you join the shore excursions? Do you get involved in that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the beauty of, if you're ever going to work on a ship, learn to play piano or guitar. Because normally a job on a ship, you're working 12, you know, I mean, food and beverage, bar service, housekeeping, 12-hour days, 7 days a week, pretty much. You know, you get a couple hours here and there. Well, a musician, we work at night, and we have our whole day free. So if you want to, you can do all the shore excursions. When we were in Egypt, I did Valley of the Kings and the pyramids. And when we were in Jordan, I did Petra. So I did all three of the tours. And, you know, you're busy, you work at night, and you have to get up early that morning and then come back and play, but it's worth it. It is. You're a little tired. Just drink a cup of coffee, go to work, put the smile on, do the songs, go crash, get up the next day. And I've been doing that. When I was in Thailand, did the same thing. When I'm in Dubai tomorrow, I'm planning on getting off the ship early and sightseeing. So yes, you do take advantage. And that's, like I said, the hours of my gig allow me to have plenty of free time to do it.
I guess traveling so much, you become a bit of a smart traveler. Do you travel light? Do you know exactly what to pack, or do you know?
Well, yeah, you seem to. I'm a procrastinator, so like sometimes I'll do it early and I'll have everything nice and organized. But normally it'll be like last minute, and my ride's coming in an hour or two, and I'm still not packed. So you're throwing, you know, stuff in frantically. But yeah, you do become sort of smart. You keep your passport, all your essential documents like your medical and your passport are all kept in the same spot when you get home, so you know where to grab them. And then you always travel with them in the same place, so you know that you have them. And then when I'm boarding a plane, and I learned this, not the hard way, but I flew from Florida to Palma, Mallorca, and not really thinking about it, I carried on everything I needed to play my gig, my guitar and my chords, my songbooks. And when I got to Mallorca, my checked luggage wasn't there. And if I had checked my guitar or anything, I would have been, you know, up a creek, no paddle. So you learn to carry on what you need to play, because there's a chance you might not get your luggage, you know. So that only happened one time. And I've been, like I said, traveling since I was 18 years old. And that's the first time that ever happened. So the airlines actually do a pretty good job, you know.
Well, what sort of travel tips do you have for the people who travel frequently? Well, you know, what's the number one thing for you?
I don't know. I think it's sort of subjective, I guess. For me, is the excitement. You know, just maybe to make sure you got your toothbrush. I don't know.
Well, be open to it, perhaps.
Yeah. be open-minded, be flexible. That's probably, especially working for a cruise line, because you can sometimes get to a airport late at night. Like when I went to LA one time, I got in about maybe 11, and I called the hotel where they had lined me up to stay, and they had already sold out my room. And then I ended up, you know, actually it turned out okay, because I went to another hotel, and it was actually closer to the port. But I didn't get to my room till about 2 a.m. But you just need to be flexible, I guess would be a good word to use. Mm-hmm. Make sure you can roll with the punches, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Do you tick places off as you go along? Are there dream destinations you haven't made yet, or just take it as it comes and be happy with it all?
You know, after all I've seen, I don't worry about what I haven't seen. I'm just very thankful for what I have seen. Of course, there are a couple places I would love to see, Galapagos. I love nature. But yet, I was in Hawaii. I saw whales up close and personal. I've been to Jerusalem. I mean, Egypt now. It's pretty full, the bucket list or whatever you would say. Everything else now is sort of gravy. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to go to Venice next month. I've never been there. That was probably a dream, you know, little things you think of when you're young and you hear about places. Gibraltar was a place I had studied, you know, in third grade or so. And to go there was like a dream come true. And then to walk up, I actually walked up from the ship. It took me about 3 hours. And it's a heck of a hike, but it was worth it. So I'm pretty well traveled enough to... There's only one continent that I haven't been on, and that's South America. Well, I guess Antarctica, too, but I've been to the North Pole, all around, you know, pretty much mm-hmm. everywhere.
When you're traveling when you're playing, different ships, different audiences, do you find you kind of fit straight in, or you got to suss the crowd first, or, you know, the...
It was a little different when I went down to Australia, because, like I said, I wasn't really prepared with the Aussie songs. So I quickly learned them. So, yeah, you kind of have to feel it out. This was easy coming on this ship because there was a lot of Texans. I've always played a lot of country music, so that was pretty easy. I had my crowd built in. But it's funny you mentioned, like, you find the different audiences. When I went down under, I really found my crowd down there. Because I felt like they really loved me down there for some reason, more than even in America. So, or I don't know if they just love music more or anything.
Well, a younger audience?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, from this cruise, yeah, completely younger. Mm-hmm. And more energy, more dancing. This is more of a listening, sitting kind of crowd. You know, have a couple drinks and then go off to bed. Aussies, let's keep drinking until we fall, you know. And then when we get up, we'll have a couple more.
Couldn't possibly comment on that. Yeah. So now you've been doing it all your life. You're on a cruise, say particularly this cruise. A lot of people are already retired and they cruise in retirement. Now, I'm not saying, you know, you're even thinking about retirement, but would you cruise if you weren't working?
Probably not. I haven't counted every cruise I've been on, but it's got to be approaching 1,000. Mm. And I've never been on a cruise as far as a passenger, and I probably never will. I don't know. Maybe I'll take one. I don't know. Mm. We'll have to see.
You're doing sort of sometimes doing partial cruises too, aren't you? I mean, you're coming in, you're flying in and meeting
people. Well, this would be probably as partial as it gets. Mm-hmm. I'm coming here and doing like 4 cruises. Mm-hmm. But they're longer, so it's like 45 days or so. Mm. But... usually, like I said, I'll go on a ship and I'll do, like, down under, I did 11 in a row, you know, 11, 15-day cruises. And when I go to Barcelona, get on Serenade, same thing, 12-day runs, probably going to do about 10 or 15 in a row.
Mm-hmm. Are they Atlantic runs? Or?
On Serenade? Oh, no, they're Med runs. Mm-hmm. They're Italy, Greek Isles, you know, southern France, out of Barcelona. And then what happens is, like, Barcelona is a town, 3 years ago I had never been there. Now I've been there 20 times, at least. So you go over and over, so you really get to know it. I mean, you're there 8 hours each time. But 8 hours is more time than you would think. Like Rome, I've been there you know, well, Civita Vecchia 20 times. You have to go take a train into Rome, but I explored Rome, you know, extensively on day trips, but 10 times, you know, and then I have to go back to the ship that day, and you learn how to get in and out, you know, learn how to ride a train, you know, learn how to rent a car and drive. I even drove to Rome one day. That was an experience.
Yeah, that, you could just about, you almost cope with the UAE if you can cope with Rome.
Yeah. Well, all the streets, you know, are circular. I got lost going in, and I got lost going out, but made it, and it was fun.
Yeah. What about advice for anyone who want? You mentioned before, get a guitar, play the piano if you want to work on a cruise ship. But I mean, in terms of being a musician, when you first started out, you didn't see yourself here at this stage.
Oh no, and it took me a long time to find a gig on a ship because, like I said, at that time I was playing drums, so I had to rely on three other people to find that wanted to do the same thing I did. So it took a while. Basically, I was reading an article about cruise ship musicians, and I go, wow, that'd be kind of cool, you know? And it took me about 3 years before I actually worked on a ship, but, you know, and I was, my advice is, a lot of people, a lot of musicians ask me, hey, how do I get on a ship? It's pretty much like anything else. Just start looking, you know, use the internet. There's agents, make demo tapes, videotapes, get your song list together. I'm kind of joking, like when I say there's other positions on the ship where you have free days, casino workers, shop workers, because all those things are closed during the day, so they get free time too, but they still work maybe more hours than I do when they work, but because my normal week is about 20 hours,
but 20 years of practice to get there,
about 40 years. Yeah, that's true. It's people on the ship are, you know, because all the crew are like, how long is your contract? When do you work today? They want to know your hours, and because they're working 12 hours and I'm working 3. So, yeah, but they don't realize. That's a good point. I've been doing this since 13 years old, so you don't just do it overnight, you know.
All right, before we finish, just time to plug. You got a website, you got YouTube presence.
NedGray.com, NedGray.com. And then my YouTube channel is Nate Lance. It's youtube.com/NateLance, NateLance. My real name is Nathaniel Lance Gray, so, but I've been Ned all my life, just like Ned Kelly, so. Anyway,
Or Ned Flanders.
And you can also find my music at iTunes and Amazon. Just plug my name right into the box there. And I've got Looking for the Groundswell was my first CD. And then I just made another one about 3 years ago called Texas Chrome. So hope you enjoy the music. It's some original stuff there and some copy music, too.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks very much, Ned.
Thanks, Brett. It's a pleasure meeting you.
Well, there you have it. That was Ned Gray, the cruise ship musician from Texas in the US. Next week, moving to a different part of the world to talk to an expat, a guy who has spent more than half his life living thousands of miles away from his homeland. And he'll be talking about the challenges and the rewards of the expat lifestyle. That's in episode 2, which will be available online at mansomewhere.com very soon. My name's Brett Debritz. Thanks for listening.